Hello everyone, this is Jaden with the Daily Dig. Media sources have been off the charts lately on the bias spectrum. Consumers need reliable information in order to be considered educated individuals. Come on people, receiving disinformation and then sharing that knowledge is like being a teacher and going into the day without a lesson plan. I recently read two articles that did cover the issue correctly. An agency, Reese's Rainbow, used to advocate for special needs children in underdeveloped countries, shows how these children are lacking resources, not only to survive, but to find suitable families to provide for their needs. Articles from the Borgen magazine and The Guardian focus on this issue and remain unbiased throughout the entirety of the text. Today, I have Walker with me to give their comments on this issue. Walker, how do you feel about how the media is dealing with this predicament?
Well, Jaden, I feel that they have done a very good job in representing things.
What do you think can be done to solve this issue?
Public can come together and send resources to foreign countries. As far as the media goes, representing this issue isn't enough. The media can welcome ideas and options throughout their articles and create outreach programs that the public can physically be involved in.
That's a great point of view. Having programs for the public is a great idea. If these children have sponsors like you and I, it could change their life drastically. Thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you, Jaden, for having me. And I hope that the media starts to help these children who are in desperate need for our help.
Me too. And if they do, I will definitely reach out to you so that we can further the public's knowledge on this issue.
And I really hope that this issue is solved very soon and with good intentions.
Me too. Thank you guys so much for listening and continue to read along with my blogs and my podcasts.